We're right on time. And our last panel of the day relates to ChatGPT. So I'm going to invite Henson Adams of Haynes & Boone to join me, along with Dominique Baldwin of Haynes & Boone. Thank you. Do you guys have
clicker?
Yes.
All right, thank you. All right, good afternoon, everybody. We have the enviable 4:30 on a Friday afternoon slot. I thought about coming up here and going full Steve Ballmer on you guys and just chanting, developers, developers, developers. And for those of you that don't get that joke, after the presentation, just go to YouTube, type developers, 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 and you will thank me. You will say, Henson Adams, thank you so much. You just made my weekend. And so anyways, we're here to talk about ChatGPT, and I know this is not a presentation that's specifically aligned with energy or any particular sector, but it's really important because the technology is here. There is a sea change happening in the world, quite frankly, and we as lawyers have a responsibility and ethical duty to stay apprised of these changes in technology. So I'm Henson Adams. I'm an associate at Haynes & Boone. With me is Dominique Baldwin. She is also an associate at Haynes & Boone, and we are just so excited to be able to share our presentation with you. We've had a lot of fun with it. Okay, so for those of you who read our blurb for what the presentation is going to be, you can see it in your packet too. We generated the whole thing with ChatGPT. And before I look at the blurb itself, so what you're seeing on the screen, and I guess before I go there, but raise your hand if you've interacted with ChatGPT. You've played with it. Okay, great. Our last one of these, I only got two hands in the audience, so some of you people will be much more in touch with this than others. But this, so if you've interacted with the platform, what you're seeing up here is what the actual interface looks like. So that white at the top is where I inputted, and the gray is the output. So I'm going to be sharing these screenshots, and if you actually use it, you will see that it's to mimic human technology, or it's to mimic humans because it wants you to think it's a human. It looks like it's typing out as it's generating an output, right? So very, very deceptive, and we'll talk about the dangers of that today. So anyways, this was the blurb that you guys got. We generated it entirely from ChatGPT, and I'll tell you what. If you tell ChatGPT, hey, write me a blurb about the ethics of GPT for lawyers, it will spit out something that's like, oh, it's great, it's wonderful, like there's no risks at all, right? And so I have to put in the caveat that accounts for risks and pitfalls, otherwise it gives the most AI celebratory response you can imagine. And so we'll have some fun with this blurb in the presentation. So anyways, today's agenda. We're going to talk about ChatGPT's implication on the following ethical rules. So the ethical duty to stay updated on technology, and that's going to really be the bulk of today's presentation. I'm going to show you guys the benefits, and I'm going to show you guys the risks, right? And then number two is the ethical duty to supervise. And some of you might be scratching your head about how does this come into play, but we're going to show you some real-life examples of how it really does. And then number three is the ethical duty to maintain client confidentiality. So those are the big pillars of today's presentation. And so let's start out on the big one, right? Which is rule 101, lawyers must maintain competent and diligent representation. Now, if you've focused on the Texas disciplinary rules, because we're in Texas, if you look at the ABA model rules, there's a similar rule. There's similar rules across the country, right? And so comment 8 within those rules says, because of the vital role of lawyers in the legal process, each lawyer should strive to become and remain proficient and competent in the practice of law, including the benefits and risks associated with relevant technology. So this rule really came to be, or this comment to the rule really came to be in the rise of the cloud storage era, because there was a real concern about what do the terms and services of these cloud platforms say, and what do they allow the cloud platform to share, right? And so if you've got an attorney-client relationship and there's privilege and there's confidentiality, where does that information go once you upload it? But it's just as applicable today as technology evolves, and it's certainly applicable here to artificial intelligence and ChatGPT.